Hey, sexies, healers, and heart fillers. Welcome to Pillow Talk, the show where we get into love, sex, relationships, situationships, and the messy in between the sheets. I'm your favorite best friend, Destiny Shanae, and this ain't your polished PG podcast. It is not. Do not come on here thinking you guys are not going to hear any cussing because, you guys are going to hear it. I'm so sure of it. So this is for your grown and sexy folks. You know, the one we laugh through the pain. We're going to grow through this confusion and we're going to keep it all the way real. Tonight's topic is one that's going to make your brain do a double take. Welcome. The topic tonight is healed people date differently. Say that again for the ones in the back. Healed people date differently. We're talking about what dating really looks like when you're growing emotionally and spiritually. This is for the ones that is like doing the work. You know, the ones who used to fall for the potential, but now you choose peace over chaos. You've evolved. Your standards have shifted, and your heart has the boundaries it now needs. So let's get into it. So we're going to jump into a new segment that I had to do, especially for this one. But you're going to be seeing this segment again. It's called Heart to Heart. Just me and you. A little heart to heart, okay? So, what does healing mean to you? You know, people think, oh my God, she's healed. So she's talking all that spiritual stuff. Oh my God, she thanks God for everything. Praise Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. She's one of them. That's what healed means. Oh, she doesn't have sex anymore. So, you know, she's real picky. She's all of that is absolutely correct. See, you guys thought I was going to say it's absolutely wrong. All of that is absolutely correct. At least that's what somebody's healing could be. My healing wasn't that because I was always into my Jesus Christ. So I didn't have to prove that to anybody else. And I learned that dealing with people. I learned that people will definitely ask you, or when you act a certain way, people definitely want to say, oh, you're not healed, or you don't know Jesus, or, you know, you're worldly. Guys, we got to stop doing that. And us black people, y'all got to stop fucking doing that. Y'all are the worst. Trying to call somebody out that because they don't go to church. You don't know what their prayers are like. You don't know what their studies are like at home. You don't know what any of that are like is like. But we steady calling out people because we are at church every day and still doing the crazy stuff. You're at church every day, but your family, your house is still crazy. So, healing doesn't mean you stop loving or you give up the things that you love. It means that you start loving wisely. That's a whole new kind of intimacy. Loving wisely. To me, loving wisely would be loving yourself first. Loving yourself through everything, through the bad, the good, the ugly. Looking in the mirror and saying you deserve. Looking in the mirror and saying, I love you. But here's the truth. When you are healed, the way you love does change. So all that, oh, they don't like certain things or they're different now. You're right, it does. Because when you're healed, you actually can look at the world through clear lenses instead of through those chaotic ones that you guys are looking through. You no longer chase chaos. You crave clarity. I know I crave clarity over anything. That is my first and foremost. Every time I start the day, every day, I pray for clarity for the day. I pray for clarity because not everybody knows how to communicate. So I definitely pray for clarity. I pray for something that I don't have, which is patience. That's something I need to start praying for every single day because I know if I won't have patience, then I might be nicer. I'm not for sure if I want to be that. Because when I was nice, you know, you get walked all over. But let's go back to what we're talking about, right? When you're healed, you start asking real questions. Questions like, how do they speak to my nervous system? Y'all ain't never asked that before, huh? That's right, because y'all think that spazzing that you guys are doing, that we all love to do, y'all think that's love and all this goofy stuff, but it's not. Do you even ask? Do we ask anymore? Do I feel safe in this person's presence? No, we don't. You know why we don't ask that anymore? Because we know for a fact that we are not safe in this person's presence, or we know for a fact that we are safe in this person's presence, and we still think that's love. Instead of getting butterflies from unpredictability, right? When you're healed, you feel calm from consistency. Say that again. When you're healed, you feel calm from consistency. I don't need to get butterflies in my stomach because I have no clue what's going to happen. I had to think about when I was doing this episode. It's so crazy because I had to think about that. That was the first thing I talked about in this episode. I had to rearrange some things, but was butterflies. What are really those butterflies? This episode was almost called, Are Those Butterflies in the Pit of Your Stomach? Or it almost was called that, but I changed it around because I think that's retarded. But seriously, healed people date with intention. We don't need someone to complete us. That's one thing a healed person knows. I do not need you to complete me. I want you to complement my growth. I want to grow with you. I want to learn from you. Something different than what I already know. If you're not healed and dating, what you don't understand is healed and dating is a whole different frequency. When you're emotionally mature, dating becomes a mirror. You attract what you're ready for. Let me say that again. When you're emotionally mature, dating becomes a mirror. You attract what you're ready for. And I totally agree with that. If your life is chaotic, you're going to attract chaos. If your life is all over the place, you're going to attract all over the place. When you sit down and act like your life has a purpose, you attract that. So know that you attract what you're ready for. You know how they say when a bee comes around you, don't start running around because they like that? Don't start skitzing, which I still can't stop skitzing. Even though I'm getting ready to get me a beehive, a bee box to grow honey. Guys, I told y'all this gardening thing is about to take off because it is amazing. I love gardening. As soon as I finish this, I'm going right outside and spray my yard down. I found some organic bug chemicals, not for my garden though, just for the rest of the yard over there. And then I have things for my garden. But anyway, back on track, right? You stop settling because your healed self knows your worth. Know your worth. You guys want to be like, I know my worth. You can't talk to me like that. Man, come on now. We're talking about talking to, oh, I know my worth. You can't treat me like that. What are you talking about? Cheating? Or are you talking about the fact that he came home on the phone, looked at you, threw his head up, went and took a shower, still on the phone, came back and gave you a kiss and said, all right, I'm out. Right? Okay. I'm going to give you all that because a lot of you guys think that that's okay. Again, stop settling because healed people know their self-worth. And spiritually, you're tuning into energy, not the words. Your discerning gets better because you're not desiring anymore. Let me say that right. When you're spiritually healed and dating, you're tuning into their energy, not just what they say. And your discerning gets better because you're no longer desiring. You're only discerning. You're knowing right from wrong. You're actually expecting your respect, gaining your respect for yourself. Again, we're talking about just you, yourself, right? So let's break this down. Let's break it down, because healing changes your love blueprint. When you are healed and dating, you no longer chase chaos, crave clarity. Remember I said that? You no longer chase chaos. You crave clarity. When you're unhealed, we often confuse intensity with intimacy. Oh, he beat my ass. He loves me. I ain't never said that. I have been one of those women to say I've never said that, and I will never say that, because that's asinine, right? But healing teaches us that peace is a real flex. I have so much peace right now in my life that I've ever had before in a relationship. It's very peaceful. Our only arguments are how slow he is. That's it. He's so slow. That OMG, I would break up with him on that alone because he's so slow. But again, I'd take that over baby mama drama. I'll take that over cheating. I'll take that over cussing me out. I'll take that over doing anything negative to me, but other than treating me like a queen, right? So let me throw some statistics for you. Psychology Today. Yes, do y'all know that I have a degree in psychology? Do y'all know that I have 2 degrees in psychology? Okay, cool. I'm thinking about going back and getting my PhD. I don't know. I'm not for sure yet. My master's and PhD. I'm not for sure yet. But I'll let y'all know by the end of this year. 67% of people in therapy for relationships report that their attachment style shifts towards having and wanting a secure bond over time, right? It really doesn't matter about certain things. I should put it this way. Certain things do not matter when you're healed. You see the toxicity for what it's worth, toxic. You see the relationship issue for what it's worth before it even begins to get too deep or too late. Right? Because in the very beginning, your attachment style changes. So the way that you attach to somebody, the way that you say, yes, we are connected, we are in a relationship, we are boyfriend, girlfriend, the way you do that, that's going to change. Excuse me, over time, especially when you're healed. It's so going to change over time, right? After healing, you begin to see consistency over chemistry. Know that. You want consistency, because consistency also brings chemistry. But we are out here dating looking for chemistry right off the bat. Oh, do we vibe? Oh, do we? Oh, can we? Oh, do? Oh, he? Oh, wait. Oh. But nobody is thinking about consistency. And I'm not talking about those little good morning sexy texts that you get in the morning that every female gets or that every male gets. Yes, I'm talking to you two ladies, because we know that we will, hey, sir. Morning, sir. How are you, sir? We know we will sir you to death, and that's about it, right? Okay, so let's move on. Earlier, I said the nervous system doesn't lie. How do you feel with my nervous system, right? So let's break that down. Your body knows before your brain does. Instead of y'all asking, do you like me? Y'all should start asking. What? Am I safe with them? Do I feel safe with them? And safe is a lot of things. Safe is just not, can you protect me physically? Safe is mentally, emotionally, physically. Safe is a whole gamut of words to throw under that safe umbrella. So when you're thinking about, do I feel safe with them? Again, stop being ignorant and stop being so superficial, right? Start thinking long term. Do you feel safe with them? Does your mental feel safe? Does your emotions feel safe with them? Are you physically safe with them, right? So here we go. Throw some more studies at you. This one is coming from the neuroscience, Journal of Neuroscience, right? Yes, I read some of these. Yes, I do. I do read Psychology Today, and I do like the Journal of Neuroscience because I love the way the brain works. Me being a personal therapist, physical therapist, whatever, massage therapist, that's what I mean. Massage therapist and a personal trainer, I do think about things like this. So studies, neurobiology, They say that constant, emotionally safe relationships regulate cortisol levels. Do we all know what cortisol levels are? Stress levels, right? What they say that cortisol makes you have a big belly. Cortisol keeps the fat. It's just fat. It's just collected fat, right? Reducing anxiety and improving emotional stability is what great relationships do. Think about the last time you was in an amazing relationship. And I'm going to even take it back because you guys need to know what I'm talking about. Some of you have never been in an amazing relationship or a healthy relationship with opposite sex. So let's even take it back to even a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, an uncle, a cousin, a coworker. Let's take it back to that. A dog. Let's take it back to when the last time you was in a healthy relationship. What did that feel like to you? For you crazies, you probably thought it was really boring. That's for you crazies. I understand that. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to normal people. What did it feel like last time you was in a healthy relationship? And again, we're talking about any type of relationship, right? Insecure attachment styles often mean we have a higher heart rate. Insecure attachment styles basically messed up relationships, fucked up relationships. We have a higher heart rate and the stress responses during conflict, they're higher, right? The wrong person gives you a higher heart rate, and the wrong person gives you stress. But if you was in a secure attachment, I love how we're calling these attachments, and I am calling them attachments. I agree. I need to stop saying relationships because some of these are not relationships. Some of these are attachments. And some of these are not supposed to be relationships. They probably should just be a friendship or an attachment. So when you're in a secure attachment, it shows that your stress is lowered. It shows that. These are proven facts, guys. Go look them up yourself. Healthy love calms the nervous system. It's regulated, right? Because unhealthy love makes it reactive. You know when you're in an unhealthy situation, you react. Or at least you should react, right? Correct. I got one for y'all. Let's think about this. Close this section out with this. If that love makes you anxious, right? And not at peace. If that relationship, if that situationship, if that attachment makes you anxious and not at peace, then it's not love at all. It's a lesson. So if you are in a situationship, relationship, an attachment, and you're more anxious than you are at peace, this is a lesson for you. Take your lesson and move it on, right? All right, let's move on. Healed people date with intentions. You know that? As a healed person, I know that I'm not looking for someone to complete me, like I said earlier. But I want somebody to grow with. That's what I want. I want to grow with you. I want to learn from you. I want to teach you. I want us to be healthy together, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Completion to me is ignorant because I'm already complete. I'm completely 100% complete. I pay my own bills. I drive my own car. I have my own house. I have my own job, my career. I have even side businesses. Compatibility. Now that's where it's at. Compatibility is what you want. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for somebody that's compatible with the person that you are today. So the person that I am today, 2025, I need somebody that's compatible with that. I don't need somebody looking at me to say, oh, you know what? I know in a couple of years, you're going to be sitting nice because you're building yourself up right now. No. I need somebody that's compatible with me today that we can grow together, right? 76% of y'all. And that's emotionally healthy individuals. That's what I mean by 76% of y'all, the emotional y'all. You guys value growth and alignment over looks and status. Is that right? Just in your partner. Let's just talk about in your partner. Are you valuing your growth and alignment before you're valuing looks and status? I know I am. Looks is important. Don't get me wrong. Looks is very important because I'm not going to wake up with you and your tooth is sticking out your head, meaning on top of your forehead, and you have one eye. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to walk around while people were looking at us talking about, wow, why is she with her, with him? I'm not going to do that, okay? So looks is important. But what's more important over looks is the value growth and align. I value growth and alignment. Again, going back to the looks. If you're attractive to my eyes, that's what I mean by looks. You still have to be attractive, but I still want your growth. I still want your alignment with me. I still want the compatibility part, right? Couples who report mutual growth as a relationship goal is 31% higher to have a relationship be bomb, fucking diggity, right? Okay, so check this out. When you're talking to people, and you're getting to know somebody, do you guys ask questions? What kind of fucking questions do y'all ask? Because I ask questions. I ask questions to let you know I am not here for a long time if your ass ain't the right one. And what I mean by long time is as soon as you say something wrong in this conversation, it is a goodbye, right? Am I the only one that does that? I really have like sets of questions to ask people. I ask people about health. I ask people about mental, but see, I asked it in a way that it just comes off the top of your head. You can't just say, oh, how's your mental? Yeah, my mental's fine. Right? No, there's questions that you can ask somebody to know what their mental is. We'll get into that later, not in this segment, not in this podcast, but we're going to get into another episode of that. But there are so many questions. There are questions out there that you can ask to see where somebody is emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. Just know that. So if you say, I want mutual growth in my relationship, if that is a relationship goal for you, then your relationship is going to be satisfaction 31% over everybody else. Okay? Excuse me. Intentional dating is about alignment, not attachment. When you're building, you're going to build over growth. You're going to build over what, how can I enhance you? How can you enhance me? Stop all this building over trauma. Oh, you was kicked out when you was 18. Oh, so was I. Oh, I've been on my own since I was 18. You've been on your own. I don't want you then. I'm letting you know I don't want you if you've been kicked out of your mama house, because that means to me that you couldn't even get it together in your house. That's the house that you was raised in. So if somebody kicked you out of the house that you was raised in, I don't know. I don't know. To me, that's a red flag. I don't want to bond over trauma. I want to intentionally date and bond over alignment. I want to build. I want to make sure we're compatible in the things that we want for the future, right? So let's talk about this emotionally dating. Earlier, I said emotionally dating is a mirror, right? How? You look in the mirror right now, or look in the mirror when you're put together. But I want you to look in the mirror twice. When you're not put together, right before you go to bed, after you did all your bedtime routine, when your hair is tied up in a bonnet, when your makeup is off, when your brace, your teeth guard is in, I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to ask yourself, what are you ready for? You attract what you're ready for. So if you are one that is attracting garbage, you need to look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I unhealed? Am I settling for patterns? Or are you the other side of the coin? Look in the mirror and you see that you are healed and that you seek a purpose that you will never put down, a purpose that you will not waver from, a purpose that makes you. A purpose that makes you. Emotional maturity is the strongest predictor of a long-term relationship. You know that? If you guys are emotionally mature, your relationship is going to be a stress. It's going to be a success. Emotional maturity is better than shared interest or physical attraction. Why is that? I want you guys to drop me an email. Email me. Email me at letstalkatpillowtalk@gmail.com. letstalkatpillowtalk@gmail.com. Email me and tell me, what did you see when you looked at yourself in the mirror? Were you healed or were you unhealed? So EQ, emotional intelligence, you know, that's also linked to better conflict resolution and communication, which is 90% higher likely of a long-term relationship success story that's healthy. You know that? EQ, emotional intelligence, emotional maturity, conflict resolution and communication. That's what you're going to get from having emotional intelligence and having emotional maturity. You're going to be better at conflict resolution and better at communicating. If you don't think so, try it. Why are professors professors? Try it. You'll like it. I promise you. So, Psychology Today, we're going to go back to my Psychology Today. Yes, because I love it. Well, in 2024, they actually said 43% of emotionally mature individuals are more likely to be in stable long-term relationships. All these just bounced off each other. Everything I'm saying is just bouncing off each other. When you are emotionally mature, you date emotionally mature. So know your worth, raise your standards, and baby, not your voice. I don't think I've raised my voice. Have I ever yelled at, I'm trying to think of my yelled at my boyfriend in these 3 years. I may have yelled at him one time, but I didn't. I don't think it's a yell, like a holler. I don't think it was that. Because, yeah, I don't think it was that. It was just more like a, maybe a raise of the voice, but not necessarily. But yeah, I think we've only had maybe one or two true arguments. Like I said, oh, if you darken my doorstep, I'm going to beat you up because I'm broken up with you. I think we've only had maybe one of those. One of those I know for a fact we had. And that was recently. That was this year. That was our first, oh, I'm about to break up with you. I'm done. But our first year, oh, I told him every day I was breaking up with him because he was doing something every day that I was not used to. So I told him every single day. I was like, dude, I'm breaking up with you. Fix that because I don't know what that is. So yeah. And look at us, 3 years strong. Spiritually, you're tuning into energy. You're not just hearing your words. Remember, you're reading vibrations. You're discerning, not desiring. Start discerning and not desiring. Two different words. That's going to make you have spiritual maturity, right? When you can discern and not desire anymore. At least in a relationship, that is. 60% of millennials and Gen Zs say they base connection on vibe and energy, not just conversation or attraction. Interesting. Vibe, energy. You know, I was going to be mean, but I'm not going to be mean to y'all. I'm just going to be nice. I'm going to just keep it moving. But vibe and energy. It's a vibe all the time. It's a vibe all the time. It's no surprise. You can look me in the... Okay. So y'all know this song, right? Because when it first came out, I was like, oh my God, my mouth was open. Now that is my jam, y'all. I have to listen to that every time I'm listening to the music. Mindfulness and spiritual awareness increases one ability to detect red flags early. Interesting. Did you know that? You being mindful and having spiritual awareness, you can detect red flags early. Not only detect them, how about detect them and say, yep, that's a red flag. No. You know, only 45% of y'all are doing that. Yeah, that's crazy. Only 45% of people are saying, oh, red flag. No. That means only 45% of people have mindfulness and spiritual awareness. I believe it. And that's crazy and scary. You don't just hear what they say. You feel who they are. If I can't feel who you are in your words, you're probably lying to me. And my kids hate it because most of their friends are always lying, especially my oldest daughter. Oh my God, I tell her all the time, I don't like them. I don't like her. I don't like them. I don't like them. Yeah. Just all the time. Energy does not lie. Y'all better start listening to that shit. Energy does not lie, even with the words, even when the words sound perfect, even with the perfect words being said out of their mouth, that energy is still not gonna lie. All right, all right, all right. It's that time for yours, mine, and our favorite segment, red flag, green flag, right? Red flag, green flag, hey. Red flag, green flag, hey. Okay, okay, okay. This topic is, I need you to fix me. Just know that me, this one right here, I will never fix another person. I am done fixing people. I am not a Captain Save-Em. I don't have no more Captain Save-Em in me left. I'm done. So put that under your pillow, right? Red flag. You meet someone and they rush intimacy, love bombing, saying, oh, I've never felt this way before. In 2 weeks, plip, bye, boy, bye. Get out of my face. My thing is, you wouldn't even be able to say that to me in 2 weeks. Let me just say that. You wouldn't even be able to say that to me. That's sex bonding. That's not a soul connection. Heal people know love is patient and not impulsive, right? Sex bonding, baby. Get out of this sex bonding. Get out of it. Stop it. Or if you want to just have sex, please say that. But stop getting these women and these men into these sex bonding situations and they can't get out of it. Green flag. They hold space for you without trying to fix you. They ask about your boundaries. They're emotionally available, but damn sure not codependent. I like that. I like that. I set boundaries with my king. I set boundaries all the time, but I falter my boundaries because before, back in the day, I used to just ignore my boundaries because of the simple fact that, oh, you may not like me anymore. Now, this is a boundary, a big boundary, a big B, straight up big B. You will not cross that at all. But see, again, I'm healed and I know that I'm supposed to have boundaries. I know that I can have boundaries and I know that there's nothing wrong with having boundaries. So don't let people tell you that there's something wrong with having boundaries. Don't let somebody tell you you're broken because you have boundaries. That I've heard that before. Oh, you must be broken. No, I'm healed. Actually, that's why I have boundaries, because broken people don't have boundaries. Basically, they're meeting you where you are and they're walking with you. No ego, just alignment. That's right there what you call alignment. I'm going to meet you where you are and we're going to walk the rest of the way together. You know, your parents used to do that. I know my stepdad has done that for us. He'll walk halfway. And when I mean halfway, let me just say this. He'll walk to the goddamn end of the school block. Or like, you know, the school has the whole property. He'll walk to the other property. No one, I got to walk that way anyway. So you just didn't walk halfway. You actually came and got me. Yeah, okay. So yeah, but again, somebody that's going to meet you where you are and walk with you. Again, no ego, just alignment. So the I need you to fix me. I need you to fix me, right? Thank you for that email. I need you to fix me moment. How do you know when someone makes their healing your responsibility? Do y'all know that? And if you don't know that, how come you don't know that yet? You guys need to really pay attention when someone is trying to make their healing your responsibility. They say things like this, you make me a better person, or I need you to feel whole again. The you make me a better person, when they're doing the steps, that's okay. But to say, oh, you can't leave me because you're making me a better person and you know they're still doing ignorant shit, that's not okay. I need you to feel whole again. No, 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 you don't. That right there is totally red flag. I would run from a person that says, I need you to feel whole again. That means you're not doing any work. I need you to have I need you to fill yourself to be whole again. That's what I need, right? People says it sounds romantic. That's what I got from an email. It sounds romantic. That don't, to me, you make me a better person. Like I said, that's only romantic when you are doing the, that person is doing the walk and you've seen that person go from A to F. Yeah. And it's because of you. Yeah. That's when that person can say that. That's when that's nice, sweet, romantic. I would like to think that me and my business partner makes each other better, makes each other a better person. And it definitely ain't on no homo shit. Sorry, didn't even mean to say that. It's not on any of that other stuff, but it's the fact that we make each other better because of the business, right? Right. Only when you're stuck in that toxic world, some people call that pressure. Only when you're stuck in that toxic world would you not know that it's pressure. When you're healed, that actually drains you, right? When I'm totally healed, that drains me. That's how I knew I was healed, because I was in a toxic world at one point, and like I said, when it started getting on my nerves, then I was definitely healed, right? Let me close this segment out with this final thought. You're not a freaking rehab for broken people. You're a partner. You're not rehab. You're a partner. Okay, y'all, it's time for Pillow Talk Confessions. And tonight we only have one, right? So Pillow Talk Confessions, we're about to share something real, raw, sometimes ridiculous, but these are the truths. And these are y'all's journeys. Thank you guys for sending in your Pillow Talk Confessions. Remember, if you want to send in your Pillow Talk Confessions, you can DM me on Instagram at Destiny Shanae. That's DestinyShanee at Instagram. Or you can email me. Let's talk at pillowtalk@gmail.com. Let's talk at pillowtalk@gmail.com. So this one comes through. Oh, and it's not anonymous. Oh, okay. Okay. Justin, two snaps for Justin. Justin says he is 45 and he is here to tell it, and it is not anonymous. And Justin actually says it's not really necessarily a pillow talk confession, but it is a when he knew he was healed. And this is what he says. There was a time I equated pain with passion. If it wasn't dramatic, I didn't feel loved. I used to think healing meant being numb, but now I see that peace is the deepest love I've ever known. Silence is not distant. Silence is not distant. Hear that. Let me say this again. Silence is not distance. It's not distant, and it's not distance. It's serenity. And I no longer confuse attachment for connection. Y'all, I wanted that to be the only Pillow Talk Confession, because Justin was on point there. He learned that the deepest love that he ever gave himself was peace and silence. Like he said, that's serenity. I totally agree. COVID threw me into that place. Okay. COVID totally threw me into the peaceful serenity. I was wilding out before COVID, and not in a bad way, not sexually, but just wilding out. I was all over the place during COVID. I did not have a purpose or a mission. And I was complaining that the people that I was talking to or the people that I was trying to talk to were bums. I was so complaining. COVID just did a lot to me. COVID made me sit down in my peace and enjoy that. It was, COVID was, I think, the best thing that happened for me. It allowed me to heal. It allowed me to understand myself. It allowed me to date myself. It allowed me to relearn the destiny that I am, not the one that used to be. It allowed me to also grow in the space that I am, in my skin, in my soul, in my heart, and in my mind. It allowed me to grow. It allowed me to say, I deserve way better than what I'm getting. It allowed me to say, I deserve and I will continue deserving. It allowed me to come up with my prayer. We talked about the Sierra prayer. I'm just going to say that prayer works. That prayer works. When you pray, you need to pray for everything you want from the rooty to the tooty, right? From the top to the bottom. From the apartment building you want to live in, condo we want to live in, to the 40 acres that I want so I can grow this biggest homestead that Dallas has ever seen, so I can get into schools, so I can have kids come to my homestead and get milk, milk some cows, milk some goats, scoop up llama poop, scoop up alpaca poop, get experience in being able to live off the land, getting an experience in, oh, here, I'm taking this to my family because I grew this. This is my section and I grew this, and everything I grow, my family is going to eat, and everything my family eats, I grow. All of my family is grown and they're, in their 20s, and then one of them has a child and all that good stuff. I still think about what I can do for them, and I still think about how me wanting this 40 acres for a homestead for chickens and cows and rabbits and goose and all of these animals that will sustain us throughout the rest of our lives, right? Thank you, COVID, because you did that for me. Now, that was definitely a need for somebody to put that under their pillow, right? Thank you, Justin. We appreciate you sharing, you teaching, and we appreciate that you are healed. We definitely need more men healed in this world. So, all you ladies that are not healed, don't mess with this 45-year-old Justin. Understand? He's healed. Justin, go and get a healed lady. You don't have to look in church, but you do have to look into your heart and in the mirror to see what you're really attracting. Don't forget, guys, I want to hear y'all's confessions. DM me. Just tell me about your story, and you might just hear it on next week's episode, okay? So if this has hit home for you, go ahead and follow Pillow Talk wherever you go get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, YouTube. And for all the behind the scenes, tea, bonus, confessions, or just slide in the DMs and one event, follow me on Instagram, hosted by Destiny Shanae, or on YouTube at Pillow Talk. That's where the real combos continue, right? Because trust me, we're just getting started. This is my fifth episode, so I'm just getting started. Give me some chance to get everything going. But when I get things going, and OMG, you guys are going to be like, who is that? What is this girl again? Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week to Pillow Talk because we are going to be talking about lust, love, or loneliness. I don't know which one yet. You got to figure it out because you don't even know which one yet, right? Well, it's love for me. I picked the love and I picked the loneliness. I would rather be loneliness and in love with myself than be in love with the wrong person, right? To close us out tonight, give you a little food for thought. Healed people love softer, not weaker. We listen more. We choose differently. We don't fall. We actually rise in love. So tonight, I want you to ask yourself, what kind of love are you ready for right this second? If you, the mirror you, walked up to you to marry you, would you? Would you say yes? You're not who you used to be, and that's a beautiful thing. Keep growing. Keep choosing you. And remember, the way someone loves you should feel like a deep exhale, not a tightrope walk. Healed love doesn't perform. It shows up, all the way up. And when you've done the work, you recognize that peace is the real flex. Thanks for vibing with me tonight on Pillow Talk. Tongue tied, right? Oh my God, I need to drink some more water. But yeah, thanks tonight for vibing with me, guys, on Pillow Talk. Until next time, sleep soft, love hard, and always put that under your pillow. I'm Destiny Shanae. Good night, lovers.